Chad Bird came to Burlington from Decorah, a city in northeast Iowa, where he served as their city manager for 16 years. Bird says he spent his first week in Burlington getting familiar with budgets and the city's current projects.
You know, it's been a busy week, meeting with staff, department heads, reviewing budget. I pulled out the budget book, which is, you know, it's kind of crazy because it's 300 and some odd pages. And between phone calls and meetings, I just start skimming through it, right, and just trying to absorb all the pieces. You know, Burlington's got a lot of projects going on. It's exciting to see some of the downtown redevelopment projects. I rode around with Eric, our Parks and Development Director, today and got an opportunity to look at some of those projects firsthand and talk to him a little bit about it. So I'm excited to move some of those forward. Some of them have been kind of in limbo for quite a while, so hopefully we can get off the dime on those and get some of them moving this summer.
So which of those projects are you the most excited about?
You know, the redevelopment of the old police station project, that's pretty exciting. You know, I'm really excited about downtown residential. I think that that's just a unique opportunity for downtowns like Burlington's, and you know, I think the younger generation is kind of looking for that type of residential living, and so you know, those mixes and mixed residential use are pretty neat projects, and they're special.
And how do you think you get more people to move to downtown Burlington?
Well, you know, we were talking about that a little bit earlier this week, too. And, I one of my philosophies is I think we have to really grab on to tourism as economic development. You know, and that's not completely new, but I think it's something that we can enhance. And by that, I mean, you know, when folks really can work from anywhere these days, and not just because of the pandemic, but because of increased use of online resources and the internet and those types of things, quality of life and recreation and tourism are more important than ever. And I think, you know, expanding our downtown shopping and dining experiences can all help with that.
Well, speaking of downtown development, one of the big projects going on downtown is the Tiger Grant. Where are we with that one?
You know, that's the one project that I haven't been able to really get my head around yet either. I know we're still working through pieces of that. That's kind of one of those projects where as you start to work on it and you work on the application, things get added to it and different project segments get added to it and it becomes bigger and almost unmanageable. And so I think we're really trying to kind of finalize the scope of what that project's going to look like.
Chad Bird is Burlington's new city manager. He replaced Jim Furno, who left after 8 years. Bird also discussed Cascade Bridge, which has been an ongoing issue in Burlington. He says if the bridge is replaced in the future, parts of the current historical bridge could be used as artwork and displayed in a park. I'm David Hightower, Tri-State's Public Radio News.